Welcome to Minnesota Reads. This morning, our guest, Linda Lagarde Grover, whose brand new book is just out. It's called The Sky Watched, Poems of Ojibwe Lives. Linda, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Happy to be here.
So I thought, as I picked this up, I was really looking forward to it, and I'm so interested, of course, in poetry from other cultures. It's a great way to gain insight and to learn things. And I thought, I bet this poetry is going to be absolutely beautiful. And one of the first poems that I stumbled across is called Winona Conceives the Trickster, and it absolutely bore out what I was thinking. Would you read that for us, please?
Certainly, yeah. This is about the conception of our spirit hero, Nana Buju. And so he was conceived in a kind of violent circumstances, but out of that, we ended up with a beautiful world. It's a funny thing, isn't it? So Winona Conceives the Trickster starts out with a little explanation. Meoja, a long time ago, before she became Nokomis, grandmother of Nana Buju, the moon's most beloved daughter, was envied by her sisters, the stars, who tricked her into falling to earth from their home, the sky. She gave birth to a daughter, Winona, who she sheltered carefully, wishing to protect her from all harm and danger. However, Winona strayed from her mother while they were out digging potatoes. She was captured by a violent whirlwind, the north wind, and became pregnant. Nokomis, who grieved terribly when her daughter died in childbirth, raised her grandson, Nana Buju, with patience and wisdom. Trees whistle a warning and look to the sky, as shivering stones dance in liquid blue field, and listening moccasins warily step soft up, and a turn, then freeze as the north wind seizes the night. An ice snake winds past old woman moon, his cloudless stealth fainting gusts of breath, and shocked stars rue their jealous past, watching first daughter spin on the edge of the world as the north wind takes the night.
So I found that absolutely lovely. I continued to read and got slapped in the face by the poetry.
Yes.
Shocked, open-mouthed. And thank you, Linda Lagarde Grover. I was crying by the time I finished, which is not altogether a bad thing. Powerful poetry, powerful words, powerful scenes being painted with the poetry, but pretty poetry, comforting poetry. This is not that.
Some of it is not.
The next piece that I had asked if you would share with us is a prose poem, and mm-hmm. It's called Everything You Need to Know in Life You'll Learn at Boarding School.
Okay. After the beginning of the book, I then go into from the old time life, the impact of some federal policies on Indian families, children, and a big one was education in the boarding school. So here is everything you need to know in life you'll learn at boarding school. Speak English. Forget the language of your grandparents. It is dead. Forget their teachings. They are ignorant and ungodly. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Indians are not clean. Your mother did not teach you to be clean. Stand in line. You will learn cleanliness. This is a toothbrush. Hang it on the hook next to the others. Do not allow the bristles to touch. This spreads the disease that you bring to school from your families. Make your bed with mitered corners. A bed not properly made will be torn apart. Start over. Remember and be grateful that the boarding school feeds and clothes you. Say grace before meals. In English, do not cry. Crying never solved anything. Write home once each month. In English, tell your mother that you are doing very well. You'll never amount to anything. Answer when the teacher addresses you. In English, we discourage visits from your family. If you visit your family in the summer, report to the matron's office immediately upon your return. you will be allowed into the dormitory after you have been sanitized and deloused. Busy hands are happy hands. Keep yourself occupied. You'll never amount to anything. Books are our friends. Reading is your key to the world. In English. Forget the language of your grandparents. It is dead. If you are heard speaking it, you will kneel on a navy bean for 1 hour. Do not cry. Crying never solved anything. We will ask you if you have learned your lesson. You will answer. In English. Spare the rod and spoil the child. We will not spare the rod. We will cut your hair. We will shame you. We will lock you in the basement. Learn from that. Improve yourself. Speak English. Forget the language of your grandparents. It is dead. You'll never amount to anything.
When you get an insight into other cultures and into other people that are different from you, you may not always like what you find. Linda, the poetry is powerful, and the opportunity to talk with you about it, and folks should take advantage of you. You've got a variety of book signings around in the area. Folks should take advantage of the opportunity to stop in and meet you. There's a lot of varied poetry in the book. It isn't all like that, and yet the insights are very cutting, and there's a muted ferocity to them that I felt. And I
muted ferocity. That's me.
And I appreciated the opportunity. To learn. Linda, thank you so very much for sharing your book with us this morning.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Linda Lagarde Grover, our author this morning on Minnesota Reads. Her book of poetry is called The Sky Watched, Poems of Ojibwe Lives. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.